Hello, my name is Chad David DeLita, and I'd be honored to serve as your mayor. I moved my family from Richardson to Poetry to escape the big city HOA lifestyle so we could build and experience life on our own terms. My wife Jacqueline and our 17-year-old son Peyton love living the country life and sharing it with our family and friends. My brother Dale, after serving four tours in Afghanistan as a combat medic, came to live with us to unwind in the country and enjoy the peace and serenity that is poetry. He often reminds us of how different poetry is and how much he values this special place. I couldn't agree more. Poetry has a particular magic for those of us who live here, and I want to preserve that for future generations to come. It's our American dream. Leading and managing with integrity are important tenets of my approach to life. I'm a hardworking entrepreneur who pours my heart and soul into everything that I do. And that's what I will do as your mayor. After being blessed with great mentors, I started my first business in my late 20s. I'm now the president and CEO of several successful small businesses where I now employ over 100 Texans. When I was younger, I found school and training easy and gained a lot of life lessons in learning to apply my skills to work from the ground up in my positions, learning the ropes, utilizing skills that I gained to benefit my employers, and finally to open the doors of my own businesses. These experiences showed me the value of forming personal and business relationships, developing common ground to achieve goals, working hard and diligently, staying organized, serving your customers, and doing this with integrity. As mayor, I would be your leader, but not your dictator. Leadership means utilizing my skills to achieve the goals of our community. Goals that are initiated from and by the Poetry residents to me as your leader. Those goals may be to initiate an improvement or to maintain the status quo and make as little change as possible. I'm an advocate of minimal government involvement in our lives and properties here and allowing the people the freedom to enjoy their properties without additional restrictions or rules. I would promote making fewer rather than more changes in poetry. Let's preserve what we have here. So, what needs to happen here first? Establishing regular meeting times for you to share ideas with the Poetry Town Council, as well as online platforms for them to communicate thoroughly. As your mayor, I will work for the common good, like fixing the roads, maybe working to bring some decent internet to the town of Poetry, rather than wasting resources or passing unnecessary regulations. The roads were a key issue during the vote for incorporation, so clearly that is important to our residents. In my communication with Randy Strait, the county commissioner, I'm confident that the town of Poetry can cooperatively engage with the county to improve our roads. And some of what we need to do is hard work and researching the most affordable solutions, short-term and long-term, for all of the roads in Poetry. I and many of you value that Poetry is not a place of restrictions, and it's not a place of planned master developments. So I would support preserving our Poetry lifestyle. I pledge to you that I will put the same effort and passion into keeping Poetry great as your mayor as I have with my personal business endeavors. I will work hand in hand with the town council in order to put forward those concerns that matter most to you. I will do so in a transparent manner with integrity, and I will listen to the people of Poetry. I ask for your support for voting for me for Poetry Mayor so we can all work together to keep Poetry great. If you have any questions or ideas you'd like to share, please contact me at info@keeppoetrygreat.com.